Hey, I'm Jake Brennan, and I want to tell you about Disgraceland, the award-winning music and true crime podcast that I host. Disgraceland tells the stories of musicians getting away with murder and behaving very badly. Fleetwood Mac, Nipsey Hussle, Cardi B, Ozzy Osbourne, Taylor Swift, Tupac, The Beatles, Amy Winehouse, Jay-Z, The Grateful Dead, and so many more. This is not the music history you've heard before. This is an uncensored, immersive look at the lives of musical icons as seen through the crimes they've committed or that have been perpetrated against them. Did Jerry Lee Lewis murder his fifth wife? What really happened to Sam Cooke in that seedy motel at 3 a.m.? And how did the Rolling Stones wind up sleeping with the First Lady? Wait, what? New episodes of Disgraceland drop every Tuesday with bonus episodes released on Mondays and Thursdays. So get in, buckle up, and join me in Disgraceland. Available right now, wherever you get your podcasts. Rock and roll. Double Elvis.
Dear young rockers, I have some news if you haven't heard yet. Season 4 is going to be different, mainly because you'll be hearing someone else's story. That someone is Nadia Marie. She's an Atlanta-based musician and photographer who, like me, started her creative life pretty young and came of age in the early 2000s. But our stories differ greatly. Nadia had her life severely interrupted and her inner world completely reset when at 23, she was hit by a car while on her bike and as a result ended up with severe amnesia that no one was able to help her understand or guide her through. She found herself unable to remember much of who she was or what the people around her had meant to her. The instruments she'd loved playing were suddenly foreign, and even her musical taste was different. Nadia was told that she'd be fine so many times that she did her best to believe it and get back to the full life she'd led before the injury. In this season, you'll get to hear the flashbacks of her early life as she puts together the pieces of who she was and is, and some twists and turns as her 23-year-old self tries to navigate the world with a different brain.
Thanks, Chelsea. From one musician to another, I'm sure that you've had to navigate your own twists and turns as well. I absolutely loved hearing your story and the stories of other musicians over the past 3 seasons. I hope that you, the listener, will join us on September 14th to listen to Dear Young Rockers Season 4 on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. And look out for a special bonus episode where Chelsea and I get to have a real conversation about our journeys and experiences that led us to this moment.